When we deal with the truth the right way, in love, because God is love, He reveals more of Himself to you.
Dr. Tony Evans says our relationship with God is influenced by our relationships with others.
So if you need more of God's love for you, you better show more of God's love for somebody else.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. The truth will set us free, but it can also be used as a weapon to hurt those we claim to love the most. Dr. Evans will tell us how to keep that from happening as he explores the appropriate motivation for communicating the truth to those around us. Let's join him.
Paul's concern here is the maturity of Christians. He wants us to, what he says, grow up. Because the reality is that many Christians never grow up. They stay immature or carnal or secular, and they never grow up. And you know they're not growing up because he says they are blown about by every wind of doctrine. When the wind blows and it sounds good and feels good, that's where they're going to go. If it blows this way, they're going to go. They get shaky because they haven't grown up. Maturity in the Bible means to become an adult Christian, no longer a baby Christian. And you become an adult Christian when your decision-making is consistently influenced by the word and the will of God. In other words, you are consistently deciding things from a spiritual rather than a secular perspective. Where God's point of view has been normalized in your decision making. We don't do it perfectly, but we should be increasingly doing it consistently. So if you're consistently approaching decisions from a non-Christian point of view, it is because you lack spiritual discernment and the spiritual perspective is not prioritized in the decisions being made. That is how you can practically know whether you are growing up. When our children are growing up, if they're maturing, they're able to make better decisions. Amen. They're able to choose better. What do you see with medicine? They put it up high up in the cabinet and they say what? Keep out of the grasp of children because they're not able to discern what they should take, what they should not take, how much of it they ought to take. So spiritual maturity has to do with decision making, and what God is after is that the thing that should define the church is that it is maturing. And one of the ways that that happens, he says, is speaking the truth in love. Now in verse 11, he's talked about God giving leaders to lead in this. But verse 12, he says, is for the equipping of the saints for the work of service in the building up of the body of Christ. So the body of Christ is not just built up from the pulpit to the pew. It's built up from the pew to the pew. Amen. He says, by that which every joint supplies. So we ought to speak the truth. What is truth? An absolute standard by which reality is measured, or to put it more commonly, God's view on any subject. Amen. On any subject, that's the truth. Doesn't matter how many people don't agree with it, how many people don't like it. It doesn't even matter how you feel about it. Once God says it, that is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that is to dominate the environment of God's people who are operating from God's perspective and world view. But we are not only to speak the truth, we are to speak the truth in love. Truth must be balanced with love. One of the great attributes of God is He is love. That is part of His innate being. But now we need to define love, because love is used all over the place today. I love chocolate cake. I love ice cream. You know, I love that painting, okay? The word love and like often get transmuted. They get switched. They get changed into something else. Like is how I feel about something. I like that. I enjoy that. I can relate to that. That's the word like. But you can love things you don't like. So let me define love biblically. Love is the decision to compassionately, righteously, and responsibly seek the well-being of another. Let me define that again. Love is the decision to compassionately, righteously, and responsibly seek the well-being of another. Key phrase, love is the decision. Amen. How do I know love is the decision? Because it's commanded. You're not commanded to like. You're commanded to love. Amen. Amen. It's a command. That means it demands obedience. So love starts with a commandment. Therefore, it starts with a decision. It involves compassion. It involves righteousness, because love has a standard, truth. And it involves responsibility, because to love never takes away what a person is responsible to do themselves. Okay? That's why Galatians chapter 6 says, we are to bear one another's burden, but you're not to take somebody's load.
Yeah, that's right.
You help them out, but you don't take their responsibility from them.
Right.
You don't help them so much that you're making them irresponsible. And that goes for individuals and for governments.
Amen. Amen.
You don't help people so much that you rob them of their personal responsibility. So love is the decision to compassionately, righteously, and responsibly seek the well-being of another. So we are to speak the truth in such a way that the person we're speaking to knows that we're doing this seeking their best.
Amen. Amen.
That I am telling you this because I want your best. Your best can only come with the truth, but I am compassionate enough and caring enough that I want your best, which is why I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
Which means that you're not communicating to vent, you're communicating to help. You're not just communicating to tell them a piece of your mind. You're communicating because you want to make something better. He says, speak the truth in love. People should know how much we care for their well-being when we communicate with them. We don't dumb down the truth, but neither do we eradicate the concern. When people come into our church, when people come into your life, and they are errant, they're not doing the right thing, saying the right thing, acting the right way, they need to know the truth. But they also need to know the reason you're telling it to them is because you want to see them better off.
That's right.
You're not just venting. Speak the truth in love. It's a communication factor. So here's what you need to know. Love does not tolerate all views. We love all people. We do not love all ideas.
Amen. Amen.
Let me say that again. We love all people, but what we don't do is love all ideas. God makes a difference between the sin and the sinner.
That's right. That's right.
He loves the sinner. He does not love the sin.
Amen.
And he does not conflate the two to be the same thing. That because I love the sinner, I must accept the sin. Absolutely not. Loving your child doesn't mean accepting the wrong that your child does.
Amen.
You make a distinction between their action and their personhood. We are to love the immoral person. We're not to love the immorality.
Amen.
We are to love the racist. We're not to love racism. We are to love the person, and that should be clear. I am correcting you of that sin because I want you and us and things to be better. But what the world has done is conflated the two. So to reject the sin is to make you intolerant. And then we get intimidated and we conflate them too, like they're the same thing. We are to speak the truth in such a way that people know we care about their well-being. Look at 2 John. If you turn your Bible too fast, you're going to miss it. one of the short postcards in the Bible. The first six verses, I'll just read parts of them. He says, to the chosen lady whom I love in truth, not only I, but also all who know the truth. So he says, I love in truth and I know the truth. Verse 2, for the sake of the truth. Verse 3, the Son of the Father in truth and love. Verse 4, walking in truth. Verse 5, that we love one another. And this is love when we walk according to his commandment, truth. He says, walk in truth and love over and over again. In those first six verses, he said, and the walk means this is how you roll.
That's right.
This is who you are. If people going to deal with you, they got to deal with truth and love. They don't have to choose between truth or love, because when they roll with you, they're going to run into truth and love. You're going to tell them the truth based on God's point of view, and they're going to know you care. When you hit people with the truth and they don't know you care, then you're using truth as a hammer. And you're beating them up, even if it's with the right information. But if you try to love them without truth, you're making them feel good about a lie.
Amen.
Which means you haven't helped make them better.
Amen.
So you either got a hammer and you're beating them up. It's the truth. I told you it's the truth. I told you it's the truth. You're just beating them up. Or you're excusing them by making them feel good about something they should feel bad about. So we've got a culture today believing lies in the name of love, wanting love at the expense of the truth, and we got confused Christians getting all mixed up with them too. Speak the truth in love. Be absolutely clear about the right perspective, but that person ought to know it's coming from a decision to care and make something right.
So what happens when that becomes our mindset? Dr. Evans will have the answer for us when he returns in just a moment. Don't go away.
The Bible makes it clear that you know when God has cursed a land, when its fathers are nowhere to be found.
Dr. Tony Evans says that what becomes of the next generation of men depends on what happens with this one.
Our kids need to see men in their midst who love God and who love them.
But what does it take to be that kind of man? You can find out with the help of the Tony Evans Training Center's free course called Kingdom Man. It'll teach you to see past the phony images of manhood that society surrounds us with and become the loving leader that a wife and family would want to follow. As with all of our courses, there's in-depth study material you can work through at your own pace. Lots of exclusive content from Tony, tightly focused Q&A videos, and an online forum where you can collaborate with other students. It's almost like having a seminary on your smartphone. Check out the free course called Kingdom Man and the growing list of other subjects waiting for you. Visit TonyEvans.org today and follow the link to the Tony Evans Training Center.
And while you're at our website, be sure to request Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. In it, he explains why the only antidote to the cultural craziness going on around us is to build a healthy, Christ-centered character inside us. You'll discover a blueprint for personal growth that'll not only change the way you live, but influence the people around you. If you contact us right away, we'll send you a copy of Kingdom Values as our way of saying thanks when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Along with it, we'll include all 8 messages in his current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. But this special offer is only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Make your request online when you visit TonyEvans.org or reach out to our Resource Center any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat our contact information for you after part 2 of today's lesson.
So what happens when this becomes my mindset, my modus operandi, that I'm going to give God's perspective and I'm going to do it in a way to express care and concern without compromising the standard? Well, there are perks. They're perks. Let me show you a few of them. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Verse 8, the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Verse 12, no one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse 16, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Amen. So here it is. When we deal with the truth the right way, in love, because God is love, he reveals more of himself to you. The word knows, he knows God, because he's talking to Christians. He's talking about a greater experience with God. He's not talking about informational knowledge. He's talking about experiencing more of God's love. So if you need more of God's love for you, you better show more of God's love for somebody else. Amen. So the first perk, benefit that you get is that God says, you will get more of me operating for you. But that's not the only perk. He'll release more of you. You know, plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. God is going to Alka-Seltzer your life. He's going to let some of himself flow more readily. Let me show you something else. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. Little children, so he's talking to Christians. Let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. Okay? We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our hearts before him. So he's bringing truth and love together again. In whatever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. Now watch this. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing to him. Guess what he says? He says, if you are speaking the truth in love, more your prayers get answered. Wow. If you're speaking the truth, because he speaks of truth, in love, you're reflecting him, and now he's more attuned to your prayers. Amen. Amen. One of the best ways to get prayers answered is to speak the truth in love. That means you cannot be a siloed Christian. Amen. You can't be a stay-at-home saint. That's right. And I don't mean just coming to the sanctuary. I'm talking about involved in the life of ministry. Where you're touching people. People are touching you. You're serving. People are serving you. But you are connected so that you know them well enough to know when the truth is needed and when they need to be spoken to. You can't do that if you're not around anybody. Look at what he says in chapter 4, verse 17. By this, love is perfected with us. So that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. Whoa. Let me tell you what he just said. He said there's a day of judgment coming. Every believer will stand before the Lord for a review of your life from the point of your salvation to the point of your death or to the return of Christ, whichever comes first. You and Jesus are going to be in a room together, and he's going to play the tape. He's going to play the tape. This is the tape of your life, words, thoughts, and deeds. Okay? So you are going for a Christian review. The Bible calls that the judgment seat of Christ. At the judgment seat of Christ, it will be determined what things are rewardable and what things are to be rejected. Amen. You know, when tax time comes, you make deductions. And you make deductions based on charitable giving. And you get credit for a certain amount of deductions because you gave to help somebody else. So they'll give you credit for that. God has an extra credit program. His extra credit program is how much of my love did you share with somebody else? How many people did you come alongside with the truth done in a right way? How many people did you try to help? And he will allow deductions against failures at the judgment seat of Christ. It says this in James chapter 2, verse 13. He says, where you showed mercy, I'll show mercy to you. I will create a deduction. So the good news is, if you got a bad history up to now in speaking the truth in love, you can bounce back to some degree if you will get involved with speaking the truth and loving everybody you come up with the truth.
Amen.
You know, there's an HOV lane, right? High occupancy vehicles. And the rule is, if you by yourself, you can't ride in this lane.
That's right.
And if they see you riding in that lane by yourself, you're getting a ticket. Because that's a special lane for special folk. And that lane is for folk who didn't get in it by themselves. They got in it with one or more other persons, which means that you get the benefit of that lane that's not available to the general driver who's driving by themselves. So if you're this private Christian and you only care about me, myself, and I, and you just come to be blessed but not to be a blessing, you out there with the crowd. But God's got an HOV lane. High occupancy vehicles. And if you'll take this ride being a blessing while you're seeking to be blessed, God is going to allow you to flow in a way that those single occupied vehicles can't flow. Why? Because you're in his private space. Because God is love. And that means he's got to have somebody to love. And the one thing that should mark our church and any church is you come in here to find the truth. But you also come in here to show the love. And when you bring the truth and love together, you didn't hit the uprights. And they're going to say, it's all good.
Dr. Tony Evans will come back with a final challenge for us in just a moment. But first, if you'd like to have a copy of today's message to review on your own or to pass along to a friend, just contact us for details on the title, The Communication of Truth. Better yet, get this message as part of Tony's current teaching series, Returning to the Truth. Right now, for a limited time, you can get all 8 messages in this powerful series as our gift, along with his brand new book, Kingdom Values, all in appreciation for your contribution to help us keep this program coming your way. Call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 to make the arrangements. It's open around the clock. That's 1-800-800-3222, or visit TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, check out our huge collection of life-building audio, video, and print resources. For a limited time, we're celebrating our ministry's 41st anniversary by offering 41% off practically everything you'll find. So don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org today before these special offers run out. The Lord taught us to pray that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will point out that God makes that heaven-to-earth connection through us. Right now, though, he's back with this closing challenge.
Would you go to the Lord right now and ask him to make you a person of love and the truth, to show you who he wants you to love and how he wants you to love him. And sometimes he'll just bring situations to test you. Whether you're going to stick with the truth and whether you're going to stick with the decision to compassionately, righteously, and responsibly seek the well-being of another. Whether you're going to be a person of truth and love. That should be your heart, your life, with your family, and with God's family.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.